اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of this program. Thank you for having me, brother Mahdi.
Thank you for accepting our invitation, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program consists of several parts, all pertaining to the Holy Quran. At first, we are talking about a famous Quran reciter, and then we are going to listen to a recitation by that famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation, and then beside all these parts, we are going to have some other Quranic parts, which are going to be presented to you throughout the program. So don't go away.
On June 18th, 2015, Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, said, reciting the Holy Quran in a good voice and tone, and by observing the requirements and conventions of recitation, is an introduction to the entrance of Quranic concept into hearts. However, if we merely benefit from this aspect of the Holy Quran, and if we only look at this as an act of recitation and beautiful singing, we will surely be demoted from this lofty rank and position.
Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Bejerm. He was born in 1933 in the city of Bejerm in Manufiya Governorate, Egypt. His father was one of those who really loved the Quran. He sent his son Mahmoud to the traditional school. Sheikh Mahmoud al-Bejerm memorized the whole Quran at the age of 9. Then he began studying the science of Tajweed and the rules of Qara'ah. When he was 14 years old, with the support of his father, and in order to complete his knowledge of Quran, he entered Shibra Institute in Cairo. Sheikh Mahmoud al-Bejerm recited the Quran in Egyptian radio in 1968. He also recited the Quran in many religious gatherings, especially at the nights of the Islamic month of Ramadan. This great reciter of the Quran, Sheikh Mahmoud al-Bejerm, passed away in 1992. May Allah bless his soul. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of Sheikh Mahmoud al-Bejerm reciting Surah Al-Lughman, verses 25 to 27, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And if you ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say, Allah. Say, all the praises and thanks be to Allah. But most of them know not. To Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. And verily, Allah is rich, free of all wants, worthy of all praise. And if all the trees on the earth were pens, and the sea were ink wherewith to write, with seven seas behind it to add to its supply, yet the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Verily, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون لله ما في السماوات والأرض إن الله هو ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة سبعة أبحر ما نفذت كلمات الله إن الله عزيز حكيم صدق الله العظيم.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Luqman, verses 25 to 27, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Bijermi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, so this was a very good recitation, and in terms of tajweed, it was excellent.
And in terms of quality, it was excellent.
And also the quality of the sound was very good. And in terms of maqamat, it was also good. It was not monotonous. We heard three maqams, actually. The first one was saba, which is a very sorrowful and sad maqam. And as you know, the Prophet has said that the Quran was revealed with huzn, meaning sorrow. And so recite the Quran with sorrow. This is what the Prophet has said. And so Saba is one of the maqams which has a lot of huzn. And that is why it's mostly used for the verses of punishment. Mm-hmm. And calamities and such things. But here it's about, the polytheists and the polytheists of Hijaz. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will surely say Allah. Because, they believed in Allah, Okay, but they associated partners with him.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that Allah is, you know, the Rabbul Arbab, you know, the Lord of the Lords. But they said that he has divided, you know, the affairs to and entrusted different affairs to different gods and idols. Mm-hmm. And but they believed in Allah. And so he uses maqam sawa. Anyways, it's okay.
Other
maqams
which were used?
The other maqam that he used is actually the opposite of saba in terms of, you know, it's a really happy maqam. And it's sika. Sika actually comes from the Persian word segah, which means the third scale or the third maqam. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that it is the third degree of the original maqam of Rast. And that is why it's called Sika. Anyway, so he uses Sika in verse 27. Now, it's interesting that he uses this maqam because it's a very beautiful verse, the meaning of this verse. If all the trees on the earth were pens, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَاتٍ أَغْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ And the sea replenished with seven more seas were ink, the words of Allah would not be spent. Indeed, Allah is almighty, all-wise. So it's a very appropriate maqam that he has used because it's a very beautiful topic and idea, and it has beautiful meaning. And that is why Sika is a good maqam to be used for here. And finally, indeed Allah is Almighty, All-Wise, which is the end of his recitation, and it's maqam Bayati, used at the end of the recitation.
Well, we have about 2 minutes time to talk about Tajweed points.
Yes, the Tajweed points, that's a good. Thank you for saying that. Al-Arda, the Daud was pronounced very good. I really liked how he pronounced the Daud without shiddah. This is really important because reciters, they usually pronounce Daud with shiddah. Ta, as if it's a dal with tafkhim. But he didn't do that. He pronounced the Daud, you know, with istitala and with rakhawa.
The way it should
gentle,
be.
Yes, it should be like that. And another point is Al-Hamid. The qalqala of the dal was applied correctly. And it's really important because he's stopping on this word. When you stop on a word that has qalqala at the end, you have to make sure that the qalqala is applied. Some people say, some reciters, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ Hamid. We don't hear the qalqala of the dal clearly. But he clearly pronounced and applied the ghalghala of the dal.
Okay, and the final point?
The final point is min ba'dihi. We have iqlab of nun sakina here. The nun sakina should be pronounced like a meme which has ikhfa. Min ba'dihi. And the ayn has to be pronounced with tawassut.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio, for staying with us. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until next program, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن
اشرح صدري قرآن.